healthy life.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or if you'd like to leave an off-air call, you can do so, 855-217-76, just press 1. Coming up today on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer, of course, couldn't join us yesterday for our radio town hall due to the fact that there were some legislative things taking place, and well, the big one's the budget deal. We'll get the details on that coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up at 10:30 this morning, is Jamestown right to offer incentives to big box retailers to come to town? We're going to discuss that with the effort with former Mayor Clarice Lichty and current Mayor Katie Anderson, who supports the effort. And we'll find out what they're looking at as some of the benefits are to having those big box stores come in. Scott, what else is on your mind today?
I was a victim of a potential scam yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Steve.
Oh,
yeah. Have you heard about these calls that come in? It's an automated call, comes from a private number, and then it's they talk like a robot. You know, one of those deals. That's what I guess an automated call is, because the call comes in and you're not talking to a human being; you're talking to some recorded voice. And it was one of those, it's the Bremer Bank scam that's going around. No, there's a Wells Fargo text scam where they want you to text your social security number. That's a scam. And then the Bremer one is a call. And, so the call was, here was my tip off. I hadn't heard about, that this was in the news yet. I think this came out yesterday, and the call happened, day before yesterday. I forget when. But anyway, we are calling from Bremer Bank.
Bremer.
So generally, when they call from a bank and pronounce the name of the bank wrong, and of course I don't have an account at Bremer Bank, so this instantly is a flag for me. But I did go through the exercise just because I wanted to have a little sense of the scam. But your card has been compromised. We want to protect you. Please, push this number to have your card reissued. You push that number, and it wants you to put in your credit card number. Now, I was just blown away by the fact that anybody would really do that, but people do. I mean, people have been caught in this text scam and sending their social security number, and just a good reminder, good rule of thumb, do not, I repeat, do not, get sucked into any of those scams. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but I'm kind of curious if folks have been, on the receiving end of any of those, and it's just a good opportunity for us to remind our listeners, just be very, very careful on that. Good rule of thumb is, look, if somebody's asking for your social security number, and they call you, do not give it to them. I mean, period. If you call the bank and say, hey, I understand you need this, and you find the right person you trust, whatever, great. But somebody calling you, asking for any personal information, credit card numbers, my rule of thumb is, they call me, forget about it. If I call them, I'll give it to you, but you're not going to call me and ask for it. So anyway, I did avert the scam, believe it or not. So I was pretty proud of myself there. Other than that, Steve, probably this budget deal. You know, if you remember the last budget showdown when the government did shut down, they kicked the can down the road a couple of months while we're here, right? This is the battle from a few weeks ago. And so the deal is actually certainty on budget and spending for 2014. But a lot of conservatives are ticked off, and I'm kind of curious what our listeners think about this. If they think this is something that Congressman Cramer ought to support in the House, the vote will happen soon. There are reports that it will pass, and then ultimately most folks think it will pass the Senate and get to the president. But it would avert a government shutdown in January, which could have happened again, and also later in October. So I'm curious what our listeners think. 800-228-0550. Give us a buzz and let us know what you think about this. What do you think, Steve?
One of the other things I've been following is they're already looking at making some changes to the tougher DUI laws. Those are being suggested, and they're getting a legitimate look at those. One of the problems with the tougher DUI laws, I've talked to a lot of judges, I've talked to a lot of prosecutors, I've talked to a lot of attorneys on both sides. it tied the hands of the court system from making decisions and from helping individuals that needed help and for prosecuting to the fullest extent individuals that needed prosecution. What happened with this DUI law this last time around is it went too far in tying up the options of the courts. One of the biggest tools the court had was what is called a drug court. Basically, these tougher DUI laws eliminated that option in that drug court where the court could sentence somebody to 10 days mandatory and get them evaluated and get them the help that they needed and to see where somebody is at in their addiction cycle. That was one of the big things that went away. That was the flexibility of the court. And when you start taking legislatively some of the power of the court out of the hands of the court, then to me there's a blurred line between the separation of the court system, the legislative branch, and the executive branch. So that's one thing I'm following today, and we'll get into that a little bit more next hour, but
it's fairly called a tweak, right? I mean, yeah. I think that's what it is, and you know, I don't think anybody thought that there wouldn't potentially be a tweak there, but it's you know whether it's warranted or not, or good idea or bad, it'll be for our listeners to banter about, and we're certainly going to be watching that one close as we go as well. If you can tell, we're stalling a little bit here. Congressman Kevin Cramer is set to join us, and they said he would be just a couple of minutes late, but he will be here momentarily. Your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome for him. So let us know. As Steve mentioned earlier, we do have that off-air line. Some folks like to just get their question and then wait for the answer. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave that or give us a call. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Jeff and Fargo wanted to weigh in on what he thinks of this budget deal. And I'm curious what you think about it. I mean, there's quite a food fight going on right now. And Paul Ryan, the architect of it, John Boehner pushing back against conservative opponents of the deal, charging that critics oppose the agreement even before they know what's in it, and says they're using our members and the American people to their own purposes. But what do you think of it? Jeff, tell us what you think.
I'll tell you what. Good morning, guys, and God bless what's left of America. I'll tell you what I think, Scott and Steve. This Boehner and Cantor and McCarthy, this guy, they removed this guy, Sellers, was on the conservative Republic committee for 10 years and replaced him with a rhino. So what the Republican leadership is doing is they're attacking the conservatives. On Mark Levin last night, guys, this budget deal, and Cramer better not vote for it, increases our debt $7 trillion over 10 years. I'll throw it back to you guys, and you can come back at me again and see what you guys think about it.
All right, Jeff, appreciate the call, and obviously thumbs down is your answer to that, and that's what we wanted to hear today, just to have folks tell us where they're at. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. It's our Talk Radio Town Hall, and your questions and comments are welcome for him. Congressman, welcome.
Good to be with you, 23 hours late, but such is the fluidity of our schedule in this crazy town.
Yeah, no problem. Let's start on this budget deal. We have a couple minutes before this first break, but obviously I just read a quote from John Boehner, quite critical of conservative opponents of the deal, says they're using members and the American people to their own purposes. Just had a call from West Fargo say, terrible deal, increases the deficit. What's your take on it?
Well, it increases the debt over, like all budgets seem to be doing these days, but it actually does reduce the deficit. So all budget deals, even sequester, continues to increase the debt going forward. This actually reduces the deficit, so the debt trajectory is not quite as steep. It's still plenty steep. But, you know, Paul Ryan, not exactly a squishy moderate, went into this negotiation with fully armed with a Republican budget that balances in 10 years into a negotiation with the Senate Democrats that have a budget that increases taxes by $1 trillion and looking for some form of compromise, feeling it was important to at least do the doable. I think he came out with absolutely the best deal he could possibly get. And I know some people think doing nothing is better. I'll go through as many details as I can with people to help assure doing nothing is not better, because we not only do we have a divided government, but the next level of sequester was not likely to be upheld largely because of defense hawks not wanting to cut the defense budget another $20 billion on January 1st. So is it a great deal? Of course, it's not a great deal. But given that we have a Democrat Senate and a Democrat president, and we only control one-third of the policymaking branch of government, it's probably the best deal Paul Ryan could get. And it doesn't violate the principles of conservatives who want deficit reduction and no tax increases. It has deficit reduction and has no tax increases.
Congressman, we're up against a break, but when we come back, I want to ask what your priority would be. Would it be reducing the deficit, or would it be bringing that budget in line, and can we do both?
Sure.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can weigh in off air, 855-217-76. Your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer when we come back. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon, and this is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tis the season for the Christmas sale at Max. With our extended hours, savings are easy. Get a lithium cordless grill, just $28.99. Grab a 10-pack of glass bottle root beer for just $10.99. Pick up a 68-piece screwdriver set for just $39.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, and we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Studios at 550 K Fire in Bismarck, booming to KCGB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead. And, of course, in the Bakken, KTGO, Tioga, KLTC, Dickinson, this is What's on Your Mind. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us every week on the program in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And this is your opportunity to talk with your member of Congress one-on-one on any and all topics. So pick up the phone and call Kevin at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Paul sends us a note, says, wow,
It seems like you have Mr. Cramer on a lot. I guess it's because he actually is working for the people, unlike his counterparts from North Dakota. Do me a favor and thank Mr. Cramer for all he does. He makes a better congressman and senator than the other two we have in office combined. It's refreshing to see a statesman instead of a politician for a change. Before we let Kevin respond to that and Mark or Steve's question from before the break, just a quick programming note, Paul. We have open invitations for all of our members of Congress to join us anytime on any kind of regular schedule, as Congressman Cramer has cleared his schedule to do. Senator Hovind takes us up on that fairly frequently. Senator Heitkamp does not. Just want to make that point known. But Paul is obviously bidding you a compliment, Kevin.
So well, and let me just say to Paul, thanks for the opportunity to do it. Public service is a blessing, especially in North Dakota. I talk to colleagues who aren't quite as fortunate to be able to serve such nice people. And when I say nice people, I mean Republicans, Democrats, moderates, liberals, conservatives. You know, it's just a great, great opportunity, and it helps me a lot to stay connected. So, but I appreciate that compliment from Paul, and look forward to many more opportunities.
Your chance to weigh in with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kevin, before the break, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your take on where the priority should lie. Is it balancing a budget, or is it reducing a deficit, and can we do both?
Yeah, no, you really asked the ultimate question, Steve, and I think what we're finding, and I think with Paul Ryan, frankly, and I know you've had him on the show, and maybe now's a good time to try and get him again, although I will tell you, he is in high demand these days. I think they're all very, intertwined. While an accountant might say, no, the deficit's not the same thing as the debt, and it's not, I would throw in the economy into this mix as well, Steve, and that's where I think this agreement is going to bear the greatest fruit. So let's just think about it. So there's, on the one hand, there's the deficit, which is the year to year, the budget, the budget balancing issue. As long as there's a deficit, there's going to be a growing debt. Every year there's a deficit, the debt is going to grow because that gets accumulated into the debt, the money that we borrow, obviously. So the more we can reduce the deficit, the slower the growth of the debt will be, and ultimately we need to get the balanced budgets and then surplus budgets, surplus revenues, so that we can start paying down the debt. And the debt gets, the debt is a very, very high priority in my mind. But we still have to deal with in here and now and deal with the deficits first, and that's what this budget agreement does to some degree. It's got $23 billion of net deficit reduction, and it does it by cutting mandatory spending by $85 billion over 10 years. And the reason that's so important, and while it's not a huge number, frankly, I wish it could be $850 billion. But the reason it's important is because in the out years, that is to say beyond 10 years, this tail wags even wider, and the reductions are even greater. So anytime you can cut mandatory spending, and in this regard, in this budget deal, most of that mandatory spending deals with federal pension reforms, which we can get into some details on if you like. But it also, then, with that $85 billion in savings, it does provide the opportunity for some sequester relief in the next year and a half. Not permanently. We get right back to sequester numbers within a year and a half. But this $63 billion, half of that goes to security budgets, the other half to non-security. So half of it goes to the Pentagon, basically to the Department of Defense for military security. And this is an area that has created great heartburn over the last couple of years among the security hawks, like me, quite frankly, is we see our National Guard and our air bases and our military readiness being compromised due to some of these cuts. Now, the other important thing, so the other important thing in all of this is that it restores the normal process of budgeting and appropriations. We now have an agreement between the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, that gets us back to regular appropriations, which allows us now to start governing the way we're supposed to govern, because it's the appropriations process where you put riders on bills and start actually driving public policy through the appropriations process, through the spending process. Now, Steve, to get to the point about the debt, it is clear to me that as long as there's a Barack Obama in the White House and Harry Reid is majority leader of the United States Senate, we are hard-pressed to get to a balanced budget or to pay off our debt. They just have no interest in that. In fact, it's not even on the radar when you consider that Harry Reid's budget, the Senate budget that they came into this agreement with, has $1 trillion of tax increases and never balances. Ours balances in 10 years. So this really was probably the most common ground we could have. But I want to get to the economy point then ultimately, because here's what I hear from businesses.
Congressman, if you can, yep. Hang on to that point on the economy, because
sure.
We got some calls waiting. And don't lose that spot, that thought on the economy, because I think that's an important element here as well. Brad, Grand Forks, your call for Congressman Kevin Cramer, your question. Go ahead.
My quick question for you, Congressman Cramer, is where are you at with this whole budget deal with Paul Ryan and all that? How are you going to vote on that?
Sure. Okay, Brad, great question. We're just going over some of the details of that at this point, and I will tell you, and I don't know if we're going to vote on it today or tomorrow, but I will tell you that I'm leaning toward voting for the bill. I think it's the absolute best negotiated deal that Paul Ryan could get. And I feel especially comfortable about that because it is Paul Ryan. Like I said, it's not like we sent the junior varsity in to negotiate with Harry Reid or even a squishy moderate. We sent somebody that's well known for both his understanding of the budget and politics as well as fiscal responsibility. And this is the best he could come out with. And I think we have to embrace that and create some certainty again for our economy and start governing.
Brad's question, and leave it to the listeners to get to the money question, right? We're dancing around the details. He wants to know, are you going to vote for it or not?
It is my intention to vote for it at this point.
You're leaning yes.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Will you hold your nose? Is this a bit of a stinker?
I don't. I never really do that, Scott. I think when you decide that you're going to support something like this, that we're going to go that route, you have to study it, and I'll continue to study it, continue to listen to people with a strong lean towards voting for it. But then you need to embrace it and defend it, and then make the most of it. I don't think holding your nose and voting for things, I know some people will look at it that way, some people will do that. But I think you need to listen, and then you need to lead. And that's sort of where I am on this one. I'm not going to hold my nose and vote for it. I believe it's the best deal that Paul Ryan could get for us.
When I say hold your nose, I guess what I'm getting at is this is, again, a stark reality that if Republicans had the Senate and the House and a Republican president, it'd be a very different deal. But it's the hand you're dealt, right?
That's exactly right. It's the hand we're dealt. And it would be a very different deal. And I will tell you this, when that day comes, and I believe it's going to, frankly, I think the Senate is well within our reach in this next cycle. That's when there will be a higher standard on the spending side as well as
Congressman, hold on. We'll come back to your phone calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deals. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, folks, two more segments remaining with Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town. Also, get those questions or comments in. Here's one that came in during the break with a question and a bit of a critique on this budget deal. Go ahead and roll that, and we'll get Kevin's response.
I agree with the caller 100%. Boehner's a rhino. Ryan's a rhino. These guys are destroying the United States of America just like the Democrats, the liberals. We're $17 trillion in debt. What do people not understand about that? And this increases the debt. They got rid of the sequester, which was the only true savings we've had in how many years. And if my legislature votes for it, Mr. Cramer, I'll do everything in my power to vote him out of office. It's sickening. Thanks.
Two questions.
Thanks for the off-air call. Congressman, where do you sit with Boehner's criticism towards the outside?
Well, first of all, Speaker Boehner's criticism of the conservative groups, he sort of exploded, as you noticed, on this topic. It's a topic that I've raised previously with the press out here as well as back home, and that is there are organizations who wane conservative in terms of their positions on public policy, and then oppose conservative ideas because they're never quite conservative enough, and they use these things to drive wedges to raise money for their own fundraising. That's, I think, what the speaker's speaking of, and frankly, he's not all that wrong. Just as an example, here's one of the things that caller said that's just blatantly in error. This budget reduces the deficit by more than sequester did. Because they got $85 billion in mandatory savings. That is an entitlement side of the ledger, which is where the deficit is going spinning out of control. It's not on the discretionary side. So while it restored some funding for defense and some other priorities on the discretionary side, it more than made up for that in savings on the entitlement side, which has always been the goal of Republicans, was to find savings on the two-thirds part of the budget, which is mandatory. Now, it didn't go as far as we wanted. We didn't get things, for example, like means testing for Medicare, you know, for wealthy Medicare recipients or payers, you know, which would have a greater deficit reduction because Democrats will not touch that part of the ledger. But it did get major reforms, really, in terms of federal pension reform. You know that historically, federal employees who get, they have a 401k type of a defined contribution benefit where the federal government pays dollar for dollar up to $8 or $9, whatever it is. But in addition to that, they get a defined benefit package where they used to pay 0.8% of their salary, and the federal government paid 17.2%. Now, what that means is that the taxpayers of the country who don't enjoy any benefits like that are paying for the federal employees benefits. We have some reforms there that make up a large part of that $83 billion in savings. So he's just in error on that piece.
Before we go to the next call, I do want to have you address, and I don't know how many times a day you hear this or on particular issues, but he said, and if you vote for it, I will do everything in my power to make sure, you know, obviously that sure. sort of, and we had some of that the last go around when the government showdown happened. This obviously is preventing a government shutdown in January and another one in October. But
yes.
what do you say in response to somebody that is that passionate about asking you for a no vote?
Well, first of all, I appreciate their passion. I frankly, I think there aren't enough people with passion in our free society these days, and that democracy works best when people are engaged in it. And so I appreciate his passion, and I share his concern for our $17 trillion debt. But this budget actually, you know, reduces the deficit by more than sequester does. And a lot of people think we gave up sequester. We didn't. 72% of the sequester is still intact for the next 18 months, and then it goes right back to sequester numbers after fiscal year 2014. So we've gotten Democrats to agree now in law, to that trajectory going forward. So it's a bigger victory than a lot of people think it is, and it's not as big a victory as we want. But, again, we have a divided government. We're only one-third. And doing nothing would have reduced the deficit less than this budget does. And plus, doing nothing, yeah, we're faced with government shutdowns again, continuing resolutions. There's another issue, you guys. Without getting back to regular budgeting, continuing resolutions are the way the government's funded. And that's really what some of these conservative groups are proposing, that we continue with. And continuing resolutions give all of the power, all of the policy power to Barack Obama and the administration. And it's not until we get back to regular appropriations process that conservatives can now start inserting things in appropriations, things like a conscience clause for Obamacare that you know, provide some relief to people with religious convictions, for example. That's, you know, and there's all kinds of them. I had a deal, for example, in the Defense Authorization Act that's coming up. I had an amendment in the Defense Authorization Act that maintained 150 war missile silos at the Minot Air Force Base. The Senate wouldn't agree to that. Well, guess what? When we get back to the normal appropriations process, we have that in there as well, and we're much more likely to maintain something like that. I'm disappointed that the Senate didn't protect the Minot Air Force Base the way the House of Representatives did in this Defense Authorization Act, but we're going to get another shot at it now with an appropriations bill.
Congressman, I do want to talk about the Grand Forks Air Force Base in a couple minutes, but we've got calls stacking up,
sure.
So we need to get back to the calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kurt, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Good morning, Steve and Kevin. How are you doing today?
Hi, Kurt. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Kevin, you are red on stack. This is the right vote to take. If you followed the advice of the previous caller, he's unaware that in order to govern, you got to say nay and yay. To go around calling everybody a rhino just because you don't agree with them doesn't work. If Paul Ryan is a rhino, give me a break.
Well, Kurt, I have to admit, these wedge
issues are, I'm very familiar with these processes. These are for fundraising. And if if these Tea Party guys hadn't supported five Senate knucklehead candidates, you'd control the Senate right now. They need to remember that.
Yeah.
So my way or the highway doesn't work when it works in campaigns and complaining, but it doesn't work in governing.
Kurt, I appreciate you saying that and your observation of that. And that is part of the balance. At the same time, I appreciate people that have strong feelings and express them strongly, and they have every right to, which is why I expose myself to this. So I appreciate your call. I wanted to highlight something. This is a little off the topic, but, you know, yesterday we passed a really neat bill, Kurt, that, you know, that amends the act that provides for the opportunity to have a Native American Veterans Memorial, and it allows it now to be built on the Capitol Mall outside of the museum, and it was a very fun bipartisan vote. I was a primary sponsor, co-sponsor of that bill, or original co-sponsor of that bill, and it was very rewarding yesterday to watch that vote total rack up in the House of Representatives, and not a single member voted against it. That allows us now to move forward on raising money and building a memorial for Native veterans, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Kurt. Appreciate it. Let's go next from Kurt and Bismarck to Stephen Tioga for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Steve, with your question or comment.
Yeah, I know you said we're trying to get some kind of a budget together, and I also realize that the primary people that work with the Democrats are the people who have who are welfare people, and and I understand they need help too. I mean, I'm certainly not against that.
Sure.
But we do have a significant issue with our welfare system. Now, is there any
very interesting question. See, some of the savings, great question, and there are a lot of little things in this bill, and one of the areas that is interesting is in Medicaid. There is some Medicaid reform in this bill that provides some relief without hurting people that really need it. For example, there's a strengthening Medicaid third-party liability. Medicaid was designed to be the payer of last resort. It has turned into the payer of first resort. So you have people like deadbeat fathers, for example, insurance companies even, who are really liable for a payment, but they don't pay it because Medicaid steps in so quickly and pays a bill to a provider that should have been billed to an insurance company or to somebody else that has the means to do it. It's a simple little reform, but something as basic as that can save hundreds of millions of dollars. So that's one example that just comes to mind. Another one is a restriction on access to the death master file. Now, this is going to seem crazy, I know, but what it basically does is it creates a program where the Secretary of Commerce can restrict the access of information contained in death certificates. When a person dies, it sounds very morbid, but when they die, the death certificate is issued, and that information is made available. And for a long time, what's been happening is people steal the identity of people, and then they continue to collect checks from the federal government after having stolen the identity of somebody who's been deceased. And the reason for that is that the information is made so readily available. And so we're closing that window and giving authority to close that window. So there are a few other things on regarding inmates requesting, they're receiving improper payments, things like that. We have a lot of it's just a matter of not enforcing or not giving the tools to the agencies to share data back and forth.
Get your answer there, Steve.
There's a lot more that can be done, Steve. Believe me. We're trying to do more in the farm bill.
Yeah. I that's where I think we could do a lot more than we've done. I mean, we have a lot of focus in a lot of different areas, but I think that we need to concentrate in certain key areas to kind of rein in a lot of the costs that we are putting out.
Especially on the discretionary side. You're exactly right.
Steve, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer. We only have a minute before the break. Can you just give us your thoughts on where the farm bill's at right now?
The farm bill is, we're going to vote for an extension probably today, if not today, first thing tomorrow, of the current bill to get us to January 31st. And the reason for that is to avoid the doubling of the price of milk on January 1st. I seriously have my doubts that would actually happen. But just to make sure it doesn't, we're going to do that extension because the committee, while they're very near a conclusion and probably about there, there's just a time of the process of scoring it at the Congressional Budget Office, getting the final document done and signed by all the members of the Conference Committee. That's just not doable in this time frame. So we'll do an extension, and I would guess the first week we're back in January, you'll have a farm bill that passes both chambers.
How about that?
Very good, Kevin. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Grand Forks Air Force Base, if we have time, and the Global Hawk mission that, for some reason, isn't getting the attention that it should and what it could do for the Grand Forks Air Force Base from the military side. Your questions, your comments from Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's the Talk Radio Town Hall of What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinn in our final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls on a couple of hot topics, including some changes on the DUI laws and some scams that are out there coming up, start of next hour. Then we're going to weigh back into the Jamestown debate on whether or not tax dollars ought to be used to lure a big box hardware store to Jamestown. Both sides of that issue, current mayor and a former mayor, all coming up on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Cramer, quick question, follow-up on the farm bill before I go to more sure. calls in a clip here. There were Congressman Colin Peterson, I think, said that the farm bill reductions in the food stamp program might threaten passage in the House. Senator Hovind joined us earlier this week, said he thought that number was going to be about half of what you had hoped to get in the House version. Any threat there? What's the number going to be, and do you see it threatening passing?
Yeah, no, great question. I don't know what the number is going to be. Frankly, they've kept that pretty close. But I'm gonna, here's what we know. We know it's going to be closer to the Senate's $4 billion than to the House's $40 billion. If it's anywhere near $10 billion, I think you're going to get a lot of Republican votes in the House. But I think what's even more important to Republicans than the actual number, it's really the policies that number is based on. So remember, work requirements for able-bodied 18 to 49 year olds without dependent children was a big issue for Republicans. If there's something that addresses a work requirement, even if it's a pilot program in say a select number of states, that type of a policy, I think, is what will make a difference to Republicans. I actually think I think what we're going through right now with this budget discussion is very analogous to the Farm Bill, because what we're finding out and what conservatives are figuring out is that when you don't control the other two-thirds of the government, you have to make incremental steps in the right direction. The Farm Bill is going to have savings. At the modest level, you know, $15 billion in savings. At probably the optimistic level, maybe it's $30 or $40 billion in savings, including all aspects of the Farm Bill. So maybe if we get to $20, $25 billion, I think we have to claim victory and move the ball forward closer to the goal line.
Steve and I made a promise to a caller earlier this week who wanted to play a clip with Senator Hoeven, and we literally had 90 seconds left with him, didn't have time. But I said I'd play it for you because it concerned a House hearing last week, on executive powers. Here's the clip. The voice first is Chairman Bob Goodlatte of this committee, and then a response from Jonathan Turley, a liberal professor, and his answer on the constitutional sure. questions that have been brought up. Here's the clip, and then your response.
Professor Turley, the Constitution's system of separated powers is not simply about stopping one branch of government from usurping another. It's about protecting the liberty of Americans from the dangers of concentrated government power. How does the President's unilateral modification of acts of Congress affect both the balance of power between the political branches and the liberty interests of the American people?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The danger is quite severe. The problem with what the President is doing is that he's not simply posing a danger to the constitutional system. He's becoming the very danger the Constitution was designed to avoid. That is the concentration of power in branch. This Newtonian orbit that the three branches exist in is a delicate one. But it is designed to prevent this type of concentration. There's two trends going on which should be of equal concern to all members of Congress. One is we've had the radical expansion of presidential powers under both President Bush and President Obama. We have what many once called an imperial presidency model of largely unchecked authority. And with that trend, we also have the continued rise of this fourth branch. We have agencies that are now quite large that issue regulations. The Supreme Court said recently that agencies could actually define their own or interpret their own jurisdiction.
I'm going to cut you off there.
Well, that's the exchange that I talked about last week. I think it was actually the day of the hearing, where you're talking about a conservative judiciary chairman in Bob Goodlatte interviewing a liberal professor, supporter of Barack Obama's, not on personalities, but on philosophies. And I think he's exactly right, which is why the House of Representatives. Now, this week we have 29 different oversight hearings going on in the House of Representatives. So if for no other reason, we need to maintain that separation of powers, and we need to maintain a Republican majority to hold the president in check.
Let's get back to the phone calls quickly. 701-258-0550. Donald in Bismarck, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
I'd like more information about this executive order thing. We read the Constitution and all the lawmaking power is supposed to be with the Congress.
Yep.
Now, we wound up with the president having the power to make these executive orders. And if the Constitution says all the lawmaking power is with Congress, how did he wind up with that power? Now, what has happened?
Donald, we're coming up against the break, so I want to give an opportunity for Congressman Kramer to answer. Where are we sitting with that?
Well, I suspect Donald was about to answer the question himself, I think. And where we're sitting is that again, elections have consequences. And let's remember, the Attorney General of the United States, which is an appointee of the President of the United States, has currently been held in contempt of Congress, a contempt charge which has been upheld by a federal court. So the people that would even, if there was anybody to enforce this, he's in the back pocket of the President of the United States. So in one of the ways that they do it oftentimes, and Donald probably knows this, is through selective enforcement, which is a questionable way to govern at all. But the other problem that I think you have is that Congress over the years has abdicated much of this authority by passing very big, broad laws with lots of room for interpretation.
We're going to do this. We'll promise, Donald, more on that topic, as well as the Grand Forks Air Force Base we didn't get to, and your thoughts on the economy, too. But unfortunately, the clock tells us we're out of time. Thanks, Congressman Kramer. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.